you could ask, has that bell been...
been ringing.
Now, change the word ringing, and we're looking up at the bell at the steeple, and I'd say, has that bell been...
ringing. Is that right?
No, you know, so you can use the word yet after it. Has that bell been...
ringing. Yet.
Right. Is that what you would say? And I'd say, yes, they...
have rang.
They, yes, this morning they... something the bell. This morning they...
bell rung.
If we're talking about the rising of the sun, now we're going to use the word rising, you know, changing the word. I'd say to you, has the sun...
real.
Yet? And you'd say, yes, it...
right. Oh, real.
At 6 o'clock today?
Yeah.
If we're talking about diving into a lake, diving, that's the word we're going to use here. You might say to me, has he into the lake yet?
Has he into the lake yet?
Uh-huh. The word is diving now.
Diving.
Uh-huh. In a different form of the word diving, you'd say, has he what into the lake yet?
Dived into the lake.
And I'd say, yes, he 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. Use the word diving. Now you change it before the 5 minutes ago. Yes, he 5 minutes ago.
Yes, he died 5 minutes ago.
There's just a couple more of these. If we're talking about children growing up, and the word here is growing, you might say, have all their children
grown
up yet?
Up yet.
And I'd say, yes, they, years ago. They.
They grown up. That's the way it goes.
Uh-huh, years ago. If I asked you how old you are, what would you say?
66.
Okay, you'd say, I something 66.
I am 66.
Okay, I am 66.
Yeah.
And if I said, aren't you tired, you might answer, no, I...
No, I ain't tired.
Okay. Would you finish this sentence for me? I don't chew tobacco, but he... using the word... with a D, this word starts with, I don't chew tobacco, but he...
I don't chew tobacco, but he do.
Right. Thank you. And I always behave myself, but he...
don't behave.
Right. Will you put in a word into these sentences for me? I thought you coming with us.
Coming.
I thought you
was coming with us.
Right. We something going to town when it started to rain.
What I want to say now?
The same as the last time. Same, you know, the same things as we used the last time. Just put in, we something going to town when it's...
we are going to town.
Now, in the past tense, you know, in the past, we something... going to town before it started to rain.
We were going to town before it rained.
That's right. Now, would you just say that again?
We were going to town before it rained.
Thank you. If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are a lot of things I do.
I'll say, yes.
Uh-huh. I'd say, do you do a lot of things? And you'd say, yes.
Yes, I do.
I do. Mm-hmm. There are something. You know, there a lot of things I do.
Yeah, there are a lot of things I do at times.
Uh-huh. Would you say there is or there are a lot of things I do?
There are a lot of things I do at times.
Uh-huh.